It's now time for the MLB.com Cut Forecast. Cut Forecast. The Cut Forecast. It's a cast from Cut 4. Here it is.
Hello and welcome to the Cut Forecast. I'm Dakota Gardner. I'm joined as always by birthday girl, yes. Gemma Kaneko.
Yes, it is my birthday, and I am here.
She is here, and we are that high-pitched noise
that
you hear.
Like pseudo air horn? I don't even know what that's supposed to be.
The slightly irritating high-pitched sound horn you hear that made you turn off this podcast is, of course, the elusive Matthew Monaghan.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
It's
been a while.
I said to Gemma, I was like, you know what we need to do? We need to get Monaghan on the show. He's such a good writer. He's great at Twitter. She got you. I thought we were going to get your father.
Oh, that would have been
Charles Monaghan.
That would have been much better.
Acclaimed author, better at Twitter than you.
Yes, yes. But better at everything.
Unfortunately,
lived in the shadow for 30 years.
Unfortunately, there was a miscommunication. We had you instead.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
I know.
Apologize to our listeners.
Sorry, listeners. Maybe next time.
Maybe
Charles.
Next time we'll get
He's
you.
He's writing a book. I don't know. Yeah.
We need busy. To get him on so he can plug his book.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
He would love
just
that.
Do a reading. He should just do a reading of.
He loves plugs. He'll come for the plug.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Who doesn't? We have a lot to get to today. There were. It's been costume season in Major League Baseball. Obviously, all the rookie dress-ups. Halloween is around the corner, so this is basically the time for everybody to dress up in their various clothes. Their various clothes. I mean, we see them in uniforms all the time. So really,
the clothes they
a
own. Actually, none of the things are costumes. That's just how they dress.
Yeah. They show up dressed like Mario Kart characters because that's just in their closet.
They're just all wearing actual overalls and caps. It's just what it is.
And then to finish up the episode, we will do possibly the first edition of the Jemmys.
Ugh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
That's the Cut Forecast Awards. The reason I bring that up is that this is it. This is the last podcast before the postseason. The next time we get to talk with you is going to be after the wild card games. So it's kind of freaky.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yes.
It's exciting. It's a little freaky.
It's a little freaky.
The season flew by, I think.
So we want to do
a little bit of a season wrap up, and we're going to do the Jemmys to give the best awards from the season to the various things.
So annoying.
And this is not MVP. This is not
no.
Cy Young.
These are
a little bit more cut for, bit more archery. But before we get to all of that, this story. The phrase break the internet has been overused, I think, since the internet began. But this story truly did break the internet. Addison Russell kindly replacing a fan's nachos. So on Monday, the Cubs defeated the Cardinals 10-2 at Busch Stadium. In the second inning, Cubs shortstop Addison Russell flew into the stands chasing a fly ball. But as he did so, he smacked a fan named Andrew Gundermuth.
What a name.
Smacked the nachos right out of his hand and onto the floor. Sad face. Two pitches later, Jed Jerko finished his at-bat with a homer. And then after that, Gundermuth was given a new pile of nachos from the Busch Stadium staff. Isn't that lovely? And then after that, between innings, Addison Russell came over to him. I think he apologized. And they took a photo to celebrate Nacho Apocalypse 2017. here, MLB.com's Kerry Muskett was able to talk to Addison Russell. Here's what he said. He had a great game. I can't talk today. I don't know what it is. He had a great night at the ball game tonight. That is the real quote. And then he said, I saw him catch a few foul balls, too. It was a great night for him. Normally, I don't do that, meaning take the selfie with the fan. Mm-hmm. But being the case of me being nachoed all over, and my cleats even, I was like, you know what? Why not? You don't get in front of a man and his nachos.
That's true.
That's all Addison Russell's, except for the part at the beginning where I forgot how to speak English. The rest of that is all Addison Russell talking about it. I like him referring to himself as being nachoed.
That is a good verb. Because he was. He had nacho cheese all over his arm, his shoes, apparently. So.
I guess my first thought to you is, if you were a baseball player and you were diving into the stands, do you think it registers in that moment? Like, oh, I'm going to hit this guy's nachos and I better make the play? Or is it just like they're just an amorphous blob and they're just trying to make the play?
I think,
Matt, what do you think?
I think they're just a blob. Like, I think you just run, you see the ball, you're following the ball, and you're just, you don't even see who's in front of you at all.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you want to make the catch, and then, you know, kick someone's nachos off. It's sad, but it's part of the game.
It is sad.
As a very serious athlete yourself in rec league softball, have you ever knocked over a spectator's food?
I haven't, I don't think. I ran into a flagpole once.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Full
straight
speed?
Into it. Yeah, pretty full speed. Yeah. Yeah, it hurt. Yeah.
Did you make the play?
No, I didn't make the play. The guy had a home run.
That's the difference between you and a major leaguer.
Yes. Yeah. The fields in Brooklyn are tough. There's flagpoles and trees and
It's like imagining knocking over a toddler with like an icy pop.
Sounds like a poem, the fields of Brooklyn.
Yeah. Jumping over everyone's dogs.
There are a lot of strollers, a lot of dogs, but fortunately I haven't knocked a baby out of the stroller. That would be sad.
That would be bad.
Can't replace the baby.
Yeah, I don't think the mom would take a selfie. As like, oh,
I could come over
okay.
and take a selfie. Yeah, it wouldn't work as well.
You get babied. Gemma, what did you think about this? Did you see this?
Yeah, I did see this, and I thought it was really nice of him to go over and take the photo with him. And it's important. But the thing is, okay, we've seen players do this before, destroy people's concessions, sometimes with home runs, sometimes with their physical bodies, or sometimes, like, everyone remembers when Prince Fielder was in Detroit and he just ate someone's nachos. He just, like, ran over there to try to make a catch, didn't make it, just, like, saw the nachos, started eating the nachos.
Yes.
Like,
the most I've ever related to a baseball player in my life.
Nachos are clearly, for some reason, a magnet for this kind of thing.
Yeah, it's true.
It really doesn't happen that much with other stuff.
It's beer and nachos.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, the beer, because also now there's the Vogue thing where everybody tries to catch the ball in their beer.
Right. I also think it's maybe because, like, maybe this does happen with other food to some degree, but it's not as satisfying as seeing a ball or a person hit the cheese explosion, chips everywhere.
Yep.
Just much, much more visually appealing than a hot dog, which is like, all right, I fell over.
Yeah, it'd just be kind of mushy.
Yeah.
You can still probably eat it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, it's already a hot dog. Like, whatever, pick it up off the floor. It's fine.
Yeah. Also, shout out to the stadium for replacing the nachos.
Yeah, that's really
nice. was a nice touch.
Yeah.
A heartwarming moment in Cubs-Cardinals rivalry history here.
Right.
True.
And heart-burning moment.
Oh, man.
That's terrible.
Wow.
And this podcast.
Wow.
I did not write that. That improv, that's, everybody. That's, improv,
just,
baby.
You just alienated our one
the big
fan.
Bucks.
Yeah. Sorry for that. Sorry for that.
It was a great story, though. I mean,
it was.
Truly, you know. Kindness and generosity, and you know.
Yeah, and I think who knows? It might be auspicious for the postseason for the Cubs.
Could be.
It's like when you break a bottle of wine on a ship.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, when a month from now, when Addison Russell, postseason hero, will be like, oh, well, there it is.
That's why.
It was because he was nachoed, and then next year the market in the extra 2% is going to be nachoing all the players. You heard it here first on the Cut Forecast. Okay, let us move on, though. Enough talking about nachos and food, because I haven't eaten today and I'm very hungry. Let us instead discuss Jason Worth dressed as Jon Snow and Bryce Harper dressed as his trusty direwolf Ghost. That's right. I have watched all of Game of Thrones, and I now know what that means.
Nerd.
You'll know that a few weeks ago I said I had not watched Game of Thrones. Now I have. And because I have, I truly appreciate how glorious and great this cosplay was.
It is cosplay.
Because you've seen rookie dress-ups, and that this was part of a rookie dress-up thing for September, because the whole Nats organization basically was dressed up as various Game of Thrones characters. There were Unsullied there.
There were a lot of them.
There were White Walkers, which I thought were actual White Walkers.
There were some of the Nats rookies were dressed up as the Sparrows.
Yep.
I remember the religious fanatics.
Yep, Cersei's.
Yeah, Cersei. Yeah.
I'm so happy for you, Dakota. I'm so happy that you have finally watched it, and now you can throw out these references as though
it
comes so naturally to you.
You should see the smug look on my face right now, because truly, I feel a part of the culture of the world. It's truly a global community. Us Game of Thrones fans. And now I'm a part of you. I enjoyed it.
I'm glad you want to talk about Game of Thrones years after anybody wants to talk about Game of Thrones.
Season two. No one remembers season two, season three. Like, we don't want to talk about
it. You can go to my Medium page where I've written all my essays about Game of Thrones. But I want to talk also about some of these other really great dress up events that have happened throughout September. Obviously, last week we took a deep dive on the Mets romper road trip. Matt, were there any that stuck out to you of either particularly great Game of Thrones costumes here, including Bryce Harper, or some of these other dress ups?
So sorry you missed out on the romper discussion.
I know. I wish they'd asked me to join in on the romper dress up. I think I could have pulled it off. I could have been there with the Mets wearing a romper.
Oh, I see. So. You wanted to be on the Mets romper.
Would you wear a print romper or a solid color?
I think solid color probably. Yeah. I think it'd look best on me.
I think you could pull it off.
I've never had worn a romper.
I actually think you could pull it off.
I think I could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they were all very tall. You need to be tall to kind of pull it off.
Yeah.
Or else you look very kind of stumpy.
Stumpy?
Yeah. I think
that's true. Yeah. I like the romper. I like the Game of Thrones was unbelievable. Like for Bryce to be a direwolf was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And their costumes were all like really good. Like Max Scherzer as a White Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Like looked like a White Walker. Like it was kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
And then I also liked the Braves did Mario Kart, which they did a really good job. Had balloons on the off the back and scootering through the stadium to the bus. Like, you know, I thought that was really good.
And I'm pretty sure everybody knows Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Like it's just a universally beloved thing.
Still, it's amazing. So
I like that too. Gemma, what did you have one that stuck out to you?
I mean, I liked the Mario Kart one too. I thought the Game of Thrones one was so interesting because of how into it everyone got.
Yeah.
Like if you had told me that the group photo was like, this is just the cast of Game of Thrones, like of all, because there were so many Unsullied, I was like, this is real. This is like a real group of extras.
They
had the shields and they were all kneeling and it was very serious. I was like, wow, Ghost is back. So glad they have the budget. It's really exciting. So
that costume was probably the worst of all.
His face was his facial expression.
He was like a dog.
Yeah.
And it was
the
like, that's not
that
really.
He went full makeup is so funny to me.
Yeah.
But he just, like, it seems like. Do you ever have those makeup kits as a kid? Like the Klutz, like Halloween makeup kits?
Yeah,
looks like he had that from, like, 1999. And it was just like, I guess this is a dog makeup face. I loved it. I love that he committed that much to it because I feel like we generally see Bryce as a very like well-coiffed, most of the time.
Yes.
Guy who's wearing like really nice clothes and lounging on a Bentley or something. I don't know. And this was just him goofing off, and I was really into that.
He's kind of an underrated weirdo.
Yeah, I think so. Also, Jason Wirth was John Stark if he also did like motorcycle ads. He's wearing Ray-Bans, like just out. It's very strange. But okay, so some of the other rookie trips, I think one of the cuter ones was the Tigers rookies. They were Santa and his reindeer and some elves.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And it was they posed in the locker room in a little group. So they were as like they were pulling a sleigh and they all had little noses. It was very
cute.
Nice. Yeah, that is nice.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was very cute.
The Cleveland Indians had their dress up as superheroes. I thought it was really
great
cool too.
Yeah,
like particularly Ryan Merritt as Iron Man. I think it was fun. I don't know. I like the direction that this trend has taken over the years. And I think it's cool that it's now just like costume.
Cool
time.
Costumes.
It's like themes. Yeah. It's like remember high school theme days for Spirit Week or whatever. It's like that, but everyone gets so into it.
Well, and now they're picking fun themes.
Yeah,
like that was the thing with the Game of Thrones thing. I think that's what made it so funny. It's like you know all these guys are watching that because
on
the road they binge TV all day,
mm-hmm.
and so like. They clearly, like, it started as a rookie thing, and then they were like, actually, we're just all going to dress up.
Because we want to get the costume.
Yeah, and, like, I think more of that, anytime that you can, I think truly yet another innovation from Joe Madden.
I know.
Throughout Major League Baseball.
What did they do? The Cubs did the
Anchorman
earlier in the year.
Yeah, I don't know if they
everybody.
Well, I don't know if they did
road trip.
They just
wear nice clothes in September because they wear the themed stuff all year long.
Right.
This is the actual
thing. I think this is also just good forecasting for Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
It is.
I know that we at Cup 4 really like to pay attention to Major League Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
Max Scherzer's costume
great.
Is so, he and his wife always have great Halloween costumes.
He has the ugly sweater too.
Yes. They're really good at it, but this Night King costume just shows that whatever they're gonna do this year, it's gonna be really good.
Yeah,
because they have the
fingers crossed. Okay, but before we move on, we want to take a minute to tell you about the MLB Pipeline podcast, which focuses on all things draft and prospect related. MLB Pipeline's draft and prospect gurus Jim Callis and Jonathan Mayo join Tim McMaster each week to talk about what's going on in the galaxy of MLB's future stars. It says universe in the copy, but I say galaxy every time. You know what? I'm actually, we're going to ignore the copy for a second because I want to talk to you for a minute about the MLB Pipeline podcast. I have had this experience, as I'm sure you have had too, where you're talking to your friends about baseball, and then all of a sudden, somebody will bring up, maybe, let's say it's like late 2016 or early 2017, someone's like, oh man, Rafael Devers is going to come up. Yeah. You may not know who that is, and you may be like, oh yeah, he's pretty good, huh? Or like, J.P. Crawford's coming up next week, guys, get psyched. And you're like, yeah, I'm excited about J.P. Crawford. You may not know who that is. Because your friend, who's the MLB hipster, who knows all these cool players before you do, they know. You don't want to feel left out. I don't want to feel left out. That is why MLB Pipeline is such a good podcast, because they find these guys before you do. And so you can hear that, and then you can be the prospect guy in your friend group who's like, oh, yeah, I know all about
you. He's the prospect guy.
This is like really personal to
this
you
is
right
very
now.
Personal to me. And I'm sure that if you're listening to this podcast, you've had that experience where everyone in baseball seems to know who this prospect is, and you're like, I don't know.
I mean,
now you'll be one of the people who knows before everybody else.
Yeah.
Last week on the MLB Pipeline podcast, they broke down which hitters and pitchers have improved their prospect stock most this season. And they interviewed Blue Jays number two prospect, Bo Bichette, who now you will know who that is and why that is so exciting. So make sure to subscribe to the MLB Pipeline podcast in Apple Podcasts or wherever else you get your podcasts and click subscribe. It is now time for the Jemmies. Yeah. Clap it up for the
first annual Jemmies.
First annual Jemmies.
Named so exciting.
In honor of one Gemmeline Kaneko.
Yep, that's my full name.
Of this podcast.
Gemma's the host, and she named the award show after herself.
Well, we were going to name it something else, but then Gemma was like, no, it needs to be named after me. She threw a fit. And
she refused to go on the podcast?
Yeah, it was a little bit unprofessional, I thought.
This is all slander and untrue.
The true story is that Matt and I were talking about the incredible Peter Weir film, Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World, and Gemma was irritated with that conversation, and decided to name these awards after her in honor of
irritated
that.
Irritated with the conversation. To make up for that.
We wanted to call it Masties and Commandies.
Yeah. She's not interested in Master Commander.
It didn't work out. You should, if you haven't seen that movie, I cannot recommend it enough.
Yeah.
But the Jemmies are our year-end awards, regular season-end awards, for some of the best moments from the regular season that deserve to be immortalized as Jemmy Award winners. And Gemma, since the award is named after you, why don't you give us your first?
Sure. Okay. Here's my first award. I would like to give my first award for best minor league promo that is related to a nature event.
Okay.
Very specific. I just think that a lot of people were really salty about the eclipse, but it was actually very cool.
Yes.
And the fact that there were four eclipse delays in minor league ballparks is something that we should have been way more excited about. So I would like to give them an award for actual eclipse delays, full eclipse delays. Like, these games were in the complete path of totality. It was night for a second during the day. How is that not amazing? It's a wonder of nature. But most people were like, I was outside of the path of totality and it was raining or it was cloudy. Like, oh my God, it doesn't matter. It was still really cool. So this award is awarded for that.
I think that's good. I actually also gave the eclipse an award. I gave it best communal moment. Because it truly was the moment that brought America together. And, like, I agree with you. There are people out there who are too cool for the eclipse who are like, oh, well, it was fine, I guess. Like, whatever, the moon blocked the sun. Who cares? Like,
we live in a
what
galaxy.
What a me first moon.
How amazing.
I thought
the wonders
it was cool.
Of the universe.
I'm with you. Yes. But I gave it best communal moment in part, yes, because of the minor league promotions, but also because of how excited all of the Major League Baseball players were.
Yeah.
Obviously, the most iconic photograph to come out of the eclipse was not of the moon, was not of the sun. It was of our moon and sun, Bartolo Colon, looking at the eclipsed sun through his eclipse glasses and being in awe of the wonders of nature.
Yes.
It was an inspiring sight. Not the eclipse, Bartolo.
Looking at the eclipse.
So this award is really for Bartolo.
Well, yeah, every award ends up being for Bartolo.
When Matt's here, I mean, honestly.
Yeah. Matt is a Twins fan now because of Bartolo. So.
I am. I'm rooting for the Twins. Yeah, hard, sure. Yeah. In the playoffs.
Yeah, you're a Mets fan. You're a Twins fan now, only because of Bartolo, not because of anything having.
I don't know anybody else on the team. On the Twins.
Yeah. Unclear. Everyone.
Matt, what do you have? Do you have a Jemmy to give?
I do have a Jemmy to give.
I would like it to be noted, we're sitting here in the studio, and I did just, like, tense a muscle. Like, I pulled a muscle sitting here.
You did?
We're just sitting at the desk. I've done no athletic
it's
activity.
It's tough, yeah.
Wow, podcast. I mean, you also told injury. Everyone that.
I felt like everyone needed to know.
No, that's honest.
You didn't even make a weird noise. Like, you could have kept it secret
forever. We held
forever.
It in. Let it out if you...
Okay. I thought you might want to know just how unathletic.
I would like to give a Jemmy for best injury to Dakota Gardner.
All right, Matt.
Weird baseball injuries. Yeah. Dakota's on the list.
Matt, what is your award?
So my award is the Old Man of the Year award.
Okay.
And this year's tough.
Yeah, it is.
There's some older men that play baseball. But I think the Jemmy goes to Ichiro.
Yeah.
It's named the Jemmy. It better go to Ichiro.
Why does Ichiro get the Jemmy?
Because he's Ichiro.
Yep, okay, correct.
Ichiro.
Fair enough, but I want to
unpack... He's the oldest position player.
I want to unpack the 2017 Ichiro.
So Ichiro, as you know, has the record for most hits in a single season.
Yes.
This year, he's going for the most pinch hits in a single season. He's, I think, two away?
Mm-hmm.
One away. If you read Michael Clare's column...
Yes. Shout out to Michael Clare.
Shout out to Michael Clare.
In Clare short Bear. Order.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think to be able to accomplish that, to have the most hits in the season and the most pinch hits at the end of your career, like he's, what, 42
sounds right.
Yeah, and, I mean, that's a pretty great accomplishment. I mean, there are others, like Nelson Cruz is not, he's not as old, but he's had a great year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think he leads the league in RBIs. Bartolo's struggled. Sadly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would give it to Ichiro, I think. Beltre's also had a good year, but he's been kind of injured on and off. But I think just for that accomplishment of having the pinch, both the hits and perhaps the pinch hit record, we'll see.
He's also a good old baseball man.
Yeah.
Like, he's good at that role.
Yeah, he is.
Like, his hair's kind of graying. And it's like, okay. He looks very distinguished.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm here for that. I think that's a good award.
Yeah.
Yes.
And because they're the Jemmys.
So it would really be unconscionable if he didn't win that award.
Jemmy Lifetime Achievement
Yes,
award.
Yeah, exactly. As president of the Jemmy Academy.
You'll be presenting the Lifetime Achievement.
It's true. She gets to veto all of these, too. If there's one that she doesn't like, it's just like, nope. My first one I'm going to give, this is a pretty simple one. This is the most red cut four post of the year so far. I think this is something that you may want to know. A little peek behind the curtain as to what is the most red cut four post. This one goes to Carlos Beltran's glove funeral. He spent most of the season at DH for the Astros, and so the team held a funeral for his glove. Like, 2 days later, he actually played left field and made a great catch. So it was
the glove returned.
The glove was not actually dead.
It was a White Walker.
Yes. I get all of these.
White Walker glove.
That was our most read post of the year. I also thought this was one of the best stories of the year.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was weird.
Yeah, it was cool. It's nice to see that team enjoying themselves like that.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, and they're really good. They could be the World Series winners.
They could be.
Could be.
Hopefully he makes a highlight play, and that's...
Yeah, with his glove. with his dead glove.
Yeah. With his, that shoots blue fire or whatever.
Do you think they would talk about it on the broadcast?
But
would Joe Buck be like, well, and as you know, earlier this year, there was a funeral for Beltran's glove.
Oh,
I hope so. I hope they do back and they just show the whole funeral.
This moment actually won the Jemmy Award for the most red cut four post. Gemma, do you have any others?
I do. I have two more, but I'll just do one right now.
Yeah, you can give us
both. Both.
It's your award show.
It is my award show. Whatever you want.
Apparently, I'm just leaning into it now. It's my award show. I would also like to give an award to most important use of an actual physical letter.
Okay.
And
I think this also won an award for me.
Wow, that goes to sweeping every category. That goes to Chris Archer for declaring war against Orbit in a very 19th century gentlemanly fashion by writing him a full letter with his intent to wage an eternal prank war. I thought that was extremely Master and Commander-ish. I have no idea what that movie is about. I assume it's people declaring naval war on each other in boats. I don't know or care.
I love it.
So I thought this was good. It's the art of letter writing, and Chris Archer brought it back. So thumbs up to him.
Yeah, I think that was fun. A good award. Yeah. I also gave this an award. I gave it the best storyline award.
Oh.
I think some people were like, oh, the Indians' win streak was the best storyline. No, you're wrong. Some people are like, oh, Aaron Judge's breakout campaign is the best storyline of the year. No, you're wrong. The best storyline of the year was the Chris Archer versus Orbit prank war. Escalated by this letter. The Rays put out a statement about it. The Astros put out a statement about it. Like, this was huge deal. This might have been the biggest deal in baseball. So I agree with you.
Yes.
It deserves not just one Jemmy, two Jemmys.
Congratulations.
Wow, two Jemmys.
Chris Archer and Orbit. I mean, Orbit friend of the pod. So.
Yeah, Orbit is actually here to accept the Jemmys. Orbit, why don't you come on in?
Oh, hey. Orbit! Hey, Orbit!
How about that? There you go, Orbit. Do you have anything to say about it?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that was funny. That was a funny.
He's funny.
That was a funny one-liner. You know, I didn't realize he's
witty.
He's very witty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Matt, do you have a Jemmy that you would like to give?
You know, people a lot of talk about home runs this year.
Yes.
Home runs are up, way up.
Mm-hmm.
What about bunts?
What about bunts?
Best what a bunt of the year.
Oh, okay.
Well,
goes to Brian Dozier.
Gotta be.
Drag bunt, home run. Little League home run. So it's still a home run.
Yeah, it counts. Yeah.
It did count as a not really. No, it doesn't. But
well, talked yourself all the way out of that one.
In fact, this doesn't even deserve an award.
Sorry, Brian Dozier, take it away. No more Jemmy for you.
Yeah. Forget it.
All right, yeah. So we're scrubbing that one from the official Jemmy Award winners. Sorry, Brian. Maybe next year.
Better luck next year. hit a home run next time over the fence.
As he's coming up to take the award, you're like, just take it right out of his hands.
I thought it was a little cruel. Maybe he'll do some of them postseason and he'll put some.
Yeah, hopefully.
I don't know. Since Jem stole two of mine, this is my last award. And obviously, this is the Best Actor Award.
Best Actor Award.
Okay.
I mean, there are a lot of things that this could go to, a lot of different things that we saw this season. But obviously, it goes to a character on one of my favorite television shows, Game of Thrones.
What is happening right now?
Noah Syndergaard.
Is this baseball related?
Noah Syndergaard.
Okay.
Noah Syndergaard was in an episode of Game of Thrones this season which he played a member of the Lannister army, which now means something to me.
But he didn't. Did he have any competition for best actor in baseball? Was anybody else on a show?
Aaron Judge was on The Tonight Show, and he played himself, but, I mean, it was still acting.
I feel like there was someone else who had a cameo in something as well. But it's
Donaldson was on.
Donaldson was on Vikings.
But that was last year.
That was last year. David Ross, Dancing with Stars.
Ooh,
David Ross. That was Best Dancer.
Wasn't he also on a TV show? Didn't he have a cameo on, like, some
SNL?
Potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Cubs on SNL. That could have been it.
Yeah, so
but no, it's Noah Syndergaard.
Yeah,
really tough competition, and
yet
Noah came out on top. Shout out to Noah. You can stop by the Cup 4 office whenever you want to pick up your Jemmy. Gemma, do you have our final Jemmy?
I do.
Of 2017.
It's actually related to the Cup 4 cast, in fact.
Oh.
It is not best podcast. We lost that to the Statcast podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, Statcast podcast is the winner.
Yeah.
But I would like to give an award to us for best interview with The Freeze.
Yeah, I agree with that.
The Freeze came on our show. It's episode 105. You can go back and listen to it. He was a really amazing story in baseball this year, I thought. Just everyone wants to beat The Freeze. Some people did. Most people did not. And he's an incredible person, so you should go listen to the interview. And he's really fun to talk to.
He's the real rookie of the year.
Yeah, it's true.
I think so.
Aaron Judge. As we learned from the grill, although I guess he'd be the NL rookie of the year. But as we learned from the grill, Judge shouldn't be the rookie of the year.
No.
So instead, we'll just
only one rookie of the year.
He's an old rookie.
It's The Freeze.
He's too old. Could win the old man of the year.
Yeah. Go check out the grill. You'll hear all about it. All right, it's now time. Thank you for the Jemmys, by the way. That was, I thought, a moving ceremony that is truly befitting the end of the regular season.
If you want to listen to the rest of the 3.5 hours of the Jemmy ceremony.
Yeah, we're doing a live cast on Facebook. You can go check that out. But it is now time to summarize the podcast into 140 characters, question mark. As you may know, Twitter recently announced that it is experimenting with potentially elongating each tweet to 280 characters. So, you know what? Let's do this. We'll have one person on the podcast. It is selectively gets to have a 280 character tweet. Since it's her birthday, I think we'll let Gemma do it.
Oh, wow,
but
so nice.
Before we get to all of that, I want to read a couple of we got a summary tweet from last week that I would like to read. This is from @AmandaLBerman. Thumbs up, colon. Yes, I read punctuation. You know that. Mm-hmm. Thumbs up, colon, naming football plays after MLB players. Thumbs down, colon, the Mets romp hymns.
I disagree.
I like her tweet.
It was a good summary.
Great tweet. Mm-hmm.
Disagree with the romp
hymns.
This is from a couple weeks ago, Gemma. You and I had wondered on the podcast whether or not you could hear the rain in the closed Rogers Center Stadium. Mm-hmm. And Chris McFarland sent us a Facebook message, and he actually has some information about this. He says that he's been in the Dome once when it was raining, he thinks. I can't say for sure that we didn't hear it, but it poured, and I don't recall hearing anything, though I'll admit I wasn't really listening for it. Which I think, to me, that means that you can't hear it. Like, right. I think you would, if you were in there and it was raining, you would know, you would remember. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he doesn't remember, to me, is an example of the fact that you can't hear it. So now we know that. Thank you to Chris. He also pointed out that they've done a couple of promotions with Donaldson's nickname, including a Bringer of Rain umbrella giveaway, which I like.
I still think that he needs to start, he specifically needs to start bringing a rain stick to the game, and then maybe it will catch on.
Instead of a bat.
Not Donaldson, but our fan friend.
Oh, Chris. Yeah.
Chris. Who can... No, actually, you know what? I take it back. Donaldson.
Yeah, and he can hit...
that with a rain.
Yeah, and then you'll...
Mostly hollow, so I feel that'll go well.
Whatever. That doesn't matter. Ignore that. Okay. We've now given you enough time. Gemma, since it's your birthday, I gave you that long tweet. We're going to make you go first.
Fine. This is, what if I did like a 5-tweet thread of 280 characters?
Please don't do that.
One tweet.
Yeah, it's one tweet.
It's one tweet.
That accurately and adequately summarizes our podcast in one bite-sized chunk. Although I guess now it's more of a meal-sized chunk.
Yes. Yeah. Well, now it's going to be, read the entire hashtag cutforecast transcript below, colon, and then I'll just paste the entire transcript in my tweet.
Locked. Why would anybody want that? I gave you an extra 140 characters, and you insult me with a terrible tweet. Mono.
That's it? That was a tweet?
You're the second best Monaghan with a Twitter account. Give us your tweet.
Mr. Dozer, this is Nacho Jemmy. Better luck next year for Old Man of the Year at Charles Monaghan. Hashtag cut forecast.
Wow.
I think you may have needed the 280
characters. That was pretty good. Can you imagine 140 more characters?
Yeah, I would have liked to have heard. I would have liked to have heard that. That was a very good tweet. I both retweeted and favored
it. Thank you.
I enjoyed that tweet immensely. Okay. Okay, here's my tweet. Period at Gemma Kaneko stole all of my Jemmy nominations, comma, but that's okay because it's her birthday.
Aww.
Exclamation mark. Hashtag happy birthday, Gemma. Hashtag cup forecast.
That was really sweet.
That's
thanks,
nice.
Dakota. I would just like to tell our listeners, I would like to update them on the saga of the chocolate that Dakota was supposed to give me. He gave it to me.
And then she
I ate it.
She then gave it to everybody else.
She broke off
a bunch of pieces.
I don't know why me sharing is not good. Whatever.
It's a gift for you. It's not a gift for Ian.
Yeah, it's your birthday. You can eat it all.
No, you re-gifted the chocolate
to
other people.
I broke off like 4 pieces and gave it to people.
Yeah, I found that insulting, frankly.
I mean...
And I'm sure that my mom also found it insulting as she bought the chocolate bar for you.
It's very
weird.
She
bought it for you?
She did buy it for me.
You didn't even buy it?
We'll explain it to you
when the podcast
is over. Thank you. You can... You've totally derailed my train of thought. If you have a tweet that more accurately and adequately condenses our podcast in one bite-sized chunk, please tweet at us. And one bite-sized chunk of chocolate, please tweet at us at Cut4 with hashtag Cut4Cast. If you're one of the special people with 280 characters, please try to do a 280 character recap of the Cut4Cast. I'm sure it will be better than Gemma's.
It certainly
and
will
we'll,
be.
We will retweet those and favorite those, all that good stuff. You can go to MLB.com/cut4 and read the articles about all the things that we discussed today, except for the Gemmies. That's a podcast exclusive, although each of those things did have an article with it on MLB.com/cut4. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/cut4. All of our articles will appear magically in your news feed. It really is like magic. Technology these days is just like magic. Incredible. You can follow us on Twitter at cut4. You can tweet us, hashtag cut4cast. We have an email address, cut4cast@MLB.com. Any questions you have, who is Charles Monaghan, why did you call these the Gemmies, where can I find Master and Commander, the far side of the world, streaming, is it Netflix, is it Hulu, you can email us, cut4cast@MLB.com, we'll try to answer your questions as best we can. This is a podcast, you can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, wherever else you get your podcasts. I actually just started using a different app called Overcast that I really like. Ooh. That's a little fact about my life you now know.
Wow.
But wherever you get podcasts, you can subscribe. If you actually want to help us out, you can go to the actual Apple Podcasts page and type in a review, 1 to 5 stars, or actually leave a rating. Please do that. It helps other people find the show. Matthew, thank you for gracing us with your presence here on the Cut4Cast.
Of course.
You're elusive. What's funny is we've had you on the podcast more than we've had Adrian on the podcast, which we need to
yeah, we need to bring
but you still seem special. More elusive to me than Adrian.
I'm an elusive man.
You are an elusive man. Yeah. We also need to have Charles Monaghan on the podcast soon.
Yes.
Gemma, happy birthday. And
thank you
as always.
Thank you very much
for putting up with me. But mostly thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week when it's the postseason.